2 weeks into pre-season, we play a very good Anderlecht side. I think it was plain for everyone to see there. I mean, admittedly, they've had 7 or 8 games and they're like only a couple of weeks away from the start of their season. They've been in for a while now. But it was a great exercise for us and a lot that we can learn from it, because that's what we're going to have to expect to play against every week. So from that point of view, from a fitness point of view, but more importantly, a tactical point of view, and making sure you get a good defensive position, and likewise, making sure when you get the football, you make use of the football. And so that was a great exercise. And obviously the second game, again, a different 45 minutes from a player's point of view. Great goal from Jay Rodriguez. Welcome to the football club. So we're delighted about that. And again, we're thinking about with the formations a bit, trying to give ourselves an opportunity. We played against an Arsenal side with some good young players in there. As you say, it's week two. We've ended up having a bit of a penalty shootout. I thought the penalties were top draw. And so all in all, it's been an excellent exercise. We would have liked to have won the tournament. If we'd beaten Arsenal 2-0, when you're 1-0 up, you're thinking, can we go and get the second goal? We would have won the tournament. That's how fine the margins it were. But ultimately, we'll reflect on it. It's week two of our pre-season. Long, long way to go. And put some really good positive things that come from it that we can keep improving on.
Nice to see the youngsters you promoted this summer as well, all getting a good game. How did they get on?
I'm delighted with all four of them. They've had an exceptional pre-season so far. Luke Shaw and Callum Chambers in the first game, and James Ward-Prowse and Jack Stevens in the second game. And we're delighted with the progress so far of all four of them.
And with their progress, it's not just a token gesture putting them in that squad, is it? From what I'm gathering, I mean, it's actually that they are highly rated players, aren't they?
Very much so. And again, the vision we have at the football club is we've got an academy, we've got an outstanding academy. There's a lot of time, a lot of hard work, a lot of investment gone into it. We've got to make sure there's a pathway for the youngsters to come through. And but again, we've promoted them into the first team squad. They've played in the games, they've got to grasp the opportunity, and they're doing that very well at this moment in time.
Stephen Davis and Tadnari Lee were both injured. Do they travel to France or do they need to keep rehabbing here?
No, they travel with us. They've been working very hard behind the scenes. You know, we've got to make sure they get them right. We've got a long, long campaign to come. Chung will be towards the end of pre-season. Stephen will be a lot closer.
So just worth reiterating, isn't it? Stephen Davis didn't play because he was injured, not because of any issues with Rangers. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
And do you expect that to be resolved soon?
As far as I'm aware, it's all resolved and there's not an issue. So, you know, he's training with us, he's working with us. He's had an injury at the end of last season that needed a minor operation. Again, he's in our fold now and we're making sure that he's right. We've got an exceptionally great medical team here. And we're making sure he's right. He's working hard. He's doing a lot of running. He's doing a lot of strengthening. He's doing a lot of football with the ball. That'll step up next week. He's going to be a big player for us. We've got to make sure that he's right, so he's not rushed into a situation with a potential to break down, because that would be not what we're after. So we're being diligent about that. There's a hell of a long way to go.
Just finally, it's not long since we last spoke, obviously. Do you envisage taking any more players? Do you envisage signing any players or bringing any more to France with you?
Who knows?